This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Segment, but I want to re-air a report I aired yesterday on the NIH, the Democratic Party, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiatives, contract tracers. They'll go around with a database of Facebook and Google and Apple with who talked to who and who saw who to then show up and bang on your door and demand you give them info and check in on you. They're just your friends. They're your helpers. And all the millions of people out of jobs, well, their new job will be this army. This is how they bring in the national draft, but it'll be a leftist draft, a control freak group. Here is the critical report on the literal medical Nazi police.
Former President Bill Clinton recently spoke with governors from New York and California about the need for a national contact tracing corps.
We need tracing agents in the hundreds and hundreds of people, right? You take the test and then you trace back all the contacts. It's never been done on this scale before. This is an army of tracers. They're basically investigators. We will do that the best we can with a seven-state consortium. But it could have been done from the federal government on a much tighter, more efficient basis.
You know, I agree with you on this. This contact tracing is very important, and it could enable our entire country for the first time to have a real public health system, a real public health core. And I've thought about it in a lot of different ways. Could we make this a part of AmeriCorps and encourage people to come and do this work and earn some credits to go to college, for example? Is there some other way we could do it? But I know that my friend, whom you know well, Paul Farmer, is heading up a program for Massachusetts now to try to get a state contact tracing corps. Do you think maybe you could get the governors to ask the Congress to fund that as a part of all this money they're giving you? Or maybe it's legal now to spend some of the money. But we need a national corps of healthy people who are properly trained to go out and do this contact tracing. We need the bodies.
State health agencies are already hiring contact tracers nationwide. They're hiring inexperienced lay people who lost their jobs during the CCP virus shutdown.
Governor Baker invited us to be part of a consortium and to offer some of the insights and experience we've had in other countries in hiring and training a group, really a whole cadre of community health workers or contact tracers, rather. I can't help but say community health workers, and they would be virtually trained. They are being virtually trained and deployed right now. What we would do with this is that this virtual group of contact tracers would contact anybody who has tested positive to learn about their recent activities, who they may have been in contact with. We had something like 7,000 people, 9,000 people apply within the first couple of days to be contact tracers so that we can actually use people who are out of place, out of work rather, who can be trained, even lay people, to do this work. It felt like a good thing for the economy also.
Well, one of the things that you have to be able to do is to track people who are positive. Should we have a contract tracer corps, even if we call it something more elegant? Should we really build the first public health network we've ever really built in this country?
Literal enemies of humanity. Let's get them off screen. This is the total takeover plan, and it's all here. And that's why the virtual reality, everything was already ready, prepackaged, the rollout, Microsoft running the whole damn thing, teaching you you're going to be locked in your house. You must accept AI. You must accept inoculations. You must accept death. You must let Fauci dance around and piss on America's grave all day. It's Fauci or it's America.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, it's come out that COVID-19, according to Chinese studies and some others now, and some rundown people that don't have enough zinc or vitamin D3 in their body. It's why Newsom doesn't want you in the sun. It wants maximum death so they can get those numbers up and keep martial law going until the Democrats seize total control. But it turns out that the drug that is being pushed by Fauci now as a treatment for it, even though even their fake study does like not even 10% decrease in the death rate, if you believe them. It's all fraud, but who believes any of it? It turns out that the remdesivir GS5734 treatment in the model of MERS COVID infection destroys your testicles. Can't make this up, man. So the virus attacks your testicles and the treatment attacks your testicles. Background on GS5734, a novel promising medicine, COVID-19. This is BioRxiv. The results indicated that after treatment with GS5734, the total sperm count and male sperm rate showed downward trends. The abnormal sperm rate showed an increasing trend. Oh, so it also deforms them. So you have less sperm and they're deformed. How loving. They should just call it D-testicle, D-ball. Just call it castration. As compared with the control group, GS5734, the daily dose of 150, the PG mouse caused a significant decrease in sperm concentration and mobility. So they're dying, they're deformed, they can't swim, and a significant increase of abnormal sperm rate with 50 UG mouse drug treatment led to the significant decrease in sperm mobility and an increase in abnormal sperm data. So, listen, nothing to see here. Everything's fine. Laugh. It's just like Bill Gates has been indicted in countries where, like, they'll give kids shots in the village and, like, a third of them will die in a week. I mean, it's like, it's unbelievable what this guy gets away with. And this is what rich people spend all their time doing, is playing God. So, hey, if you don't want to have kids, or you don't want your kids to ever have kids, and you want them to get cancer, enjoy yourselves. And if you want to play in traffic, there's major highways around. Just run out in front of cars if you want. I mean, whatever you do, though, don't tell people zinc is good for you. Just don't do that, okay? And don't tell people that nanosilver kills viruses at point-blank range, even though it's a complete fact. Just shut your dirty, filthy mouths and die, Americans. Now, Leo Zagami is going to join us. And when I see these articles, and I believe Leo, but I go and I look them up. A year ago, the Pope came out and announced that communist China is good. And what it's done to Catholics is good. Harvest their organs, put them in slave camps, kill millions of them. Millions. That's liberal. And, of course, the Marxist-Leninist pedo pope is now approved and works with Xi Jinping. But now the Catholic Church is now the Communist Party. It's suddenly allowed in. But the crosses come down, and they put pictures of Mao and Xi Jinping in the church. I'm not joking. And the pope, the devil pope, we are kind of getting to the end of the end of days here. World government, forced inoculations. The devil pope, also known as the pedo pope, the pedo pimp pope, he has given approval to removing those crosses. You got to love it, man. I mean, this is next level. This is absolutely next level. So we'll talk to Leo Zagami about that here in a moment. But look at some of these other headlines. Look at AP. Virus era glimpses of a world without humans. That's out of AP. And here's another nice article a while back telling you that soon the world will be free of humans because everyone else will merge with machines. And, oh, robots will replace soldiers in combat, says Russia, very soon. And then, of course, they'll be pre-programmed by the state. The warrior class won't be needed. It'll be the main group targeted. Artificial intelligence outperforms humans in intel analysis. Oh, yes. Defense One. I'm cheering for you. Robot welcome at Tokyo quarantine where the robots oversee the humans.
We are here to help you. Please do not leave quarantine area or you will be terminated.
Grocery store cashiers work inside plastic tents for safety. I mean, coronavirus, because we're learning. See, I had an image in my mind about, guys, can you pull up the man in the spacesuit standing in the National Park of the forest out by the trout stream? But remember back in October, November, we had this image up for weeks on air, and I just said, this is the future. I just feel it. I see it. It'll be the Earth is uninhabitable for humans, and we'll have to be in a spacesuit to be on it. But it really won't be that the Earth's uninhabitable. It'll be that they're cutting us off now that we've become domesticated, and now we're cut off from the land, and now that we don't know how to take care of ourselves, that the outside environment will be so toxic from what's been put into us and how our immune system has been turned off that pollen in the air will kill us. And that was kind of a psychic imprint that I was having, and that's their whole rollout program. If we can't find it over there in the gym, hanging on the wall, I had it actually printed up. It's been up since December. We can pull that off the wall. I could, maybe next segment I'll show it to you. But it's just, that's the type of stuff we're talking about, and that's what we're faced with here. And that's how you control a population. Is, we can put it in post later, it's fine. Put a note, then we'll put it in post. That's how they, oh, there it is. But it's not an issue now. I would suggest everybody get as self-sufficient as you can. The big cities are nothing but giant kill grids. And I've known this, you've known this, common sense knows this. It's time to get out of these places. Because everything that's going to happen in them are going to be 10 times worse than what happens outside of them. And you already have the establishment fleeing the cities, getting out, admitting and preparing for this because they've engineered it, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get out now, get out, run while you can. Because they're going to have the clamp down, then turn the clamp down off, then turn the clamp down on. I mean, it's over unless we just admit it's all a hoax and they arrest the Chi-Com agents and shut down the whole eugenics combine. So get your storable foods. That's one place to start. InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. Funds our operation. The storable foods you need that last 25 years, you can just have as a backup. They're very easy to transport and carry. The best price you're going to find. Everybody else is either sold out or lying to you about how long it takes to deliver it. We have the food. It's got to be packaged. But they can stop taking your orders at any time. You get your order in, you get it on time. get your order in, you're taken care of. But you've got to get the orders in, and that funds our operation, which is obviously very critical to get the word out. So it's a win on every point. You need to take action now. Only way we fail is if you don't take action. And we have the krill oil, which, by the way, I've got my bottle I normally dine out of myself in here. But I've got to tell you, folks, you definitely want high-quality krill oil. That is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call toll-free, 888-253-3139, and it's 50% off. You know, it's been sold out for months. And this is high-end krill oil. We've even searched around and said, man, we pay a lot for this. I want to have this lower price. But if you want good, clean, high-quality krill oil that is just amazing, we've got it. And it's still very fairly priced. It's just we don't have a lot of profit in it because of the fact that it costs us so much. Here it is. Give me a document cam shot on this if I can. I mean, you got to see this for yourself. The real red color of real krill oil is something else. But I will tell you, it's going to give you the burpees when you take it. Because this is real stuff. It hasn't been homogenized. It hasn't been boiled. It hasn't lost its key nature. So a couple of those a day are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And, by the way, X2 sold out for a while, is back in stock. The best, cleanest, deep breath crystal iodine on the market. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll wrap back with Leo Zagami and the Devil Pulp.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
InfoWars.com right now. Effective immediately. Canada bans basically all semi-autos. He says you don't need an AR-15 to bring down a deer, Trudeau said. No, you need it to fight off tyrants. So they're going to use this emergency to take the guns. We told you. This is unbelievable. We have to meet this head on, and we have to just decry the whole hoax now. It's clear it's a power grab. It's clear it's a hoax. It's clear that they hype the living daylights out of it. To scare everybody, that they add all the other regular deaths on the list and put it up. They put people on ventilators, and they know that if you do have this COVID-19, that's still pretty rare, it will kill you if you put you're on a ventilator. Medical doctors are out there saying that. Their videos are being banned. This is incredible. It's an amazing time to be alive right now. Leo Zagami joins us to look at the big picture here. Satanic Chinese government resumes removal of crosses from church buildings with Pope's approval. That's at leozagami.com. We'll also post this article to InfoWars.com. And people think that sounds crazy. What was it, last year the Pope endorsed communist China and endorsed the shutting down of churches. So the Pope might as well eat babies on TV now. It's clearly, he's a globalist, he's New World Order, it's all revelation type stuff here right now. Again, Leo Zagami, big picture, 35,000 foot view, or the 1,000 mile view on the Earth, the lockdown, the takeover, the things that are happening. What's the big picture? Trump openly getting his position to admit we're at war with China. Their currency plunging to almost nothing today. Trump saying they are behind the Wuhan. We're going to get them. I mean, this is incredible stuff. I don't people realize how big this is.
And there is already a controversy between the director of national intelligence and Trump, because one is saying one thing and Trump is replying that he still believes that this virus came out of a lab, which is of course what researchers are agreeing with. Regarding the big picture, the next 10 years are for the empowerment of the AI and for China to become this AI superpower. So grabbing data is the most important thing for the AI. Data is the new oil, and you can imagine how powerful the Chinese are in doing this, because they are using, of course, all their economic side, which is just a militarized side, covert militarized side of their approach to reality, because everybody has to believe that China is now more moderate, and China is now a nation that actually has made even a deal with the Pope. And you mentioned the deal, of course, that was made in 2018 and, of course, went on in 2019. But for the first time in history, in February, Munich Security Council, aside from the Security Council, there were other meetings, and one of the most important meetings was the first official meeting between Communist China and the Vatican that went on in early February in Germany. We had already the first signs of this pandemic, but for the Vatican, the most important thing was to make a deal with Communist China, which is unprecedented. And it's unprecedented, of course, that this deal includes not only the recognition of those priests and bishops nominated by the Communist Party without any legitimacy, because the lineage should come from Jesus to Peter to all of the church, not
exactly. You can argue whether the Pope's got the rock and all that, but now when the Pope says, oh no,
The Politburo, the Central Committee, it tells us where cardinals come from. This is literally a merger with the Communist Party.
Yes, so the Chinese Catholics are afraid that this whole nationalization and acceptance of Catholics from the authorities is hiding, of course, their hidden agenda, their anti-Christian agenda, which, of course, was even more prominent in the last couple of years, since they have done some very stringent laws in 2017 against religion and against those religions who are not approved and accepted from the state. So right from the beginning of 2018, they actually blown up a church. There is actually images that you can find on YouTube of a mega church that was blown up in January 2018. And for the whole of 2018, they persecuted Christians of all denominations. And in the midst of all that, the Pope made a deal to protect his own interests with Communist China so they will not be persecuted. So now Communist China is persecuting every single Christian denomination in town, aside from...
By the way, if you look at Christ and Rome and the original history of the Christians, you don't compromise, you don't make deals with the kings, you don't, you get martyred, you don't back down.
Absolutely. I mean, there was actually something that happened a few hundred years ago when the Jesuits started to go to China, because that was one of the first things the Jesuit order did after the foundation. They started this whole thing called the Chinese controversies, which basically it's historical. You can go and check it out yourself. And it's basically that the Jesuits wanted to bring back to Rome their Confucius beliefs mixed up with Catholicism and form some kind of new rite, new ritual.
That's right. People don't know that it was the Jesuits and others and the Portuguese that controlled the maps, the rudders, and made the first deals with the Chinese. They couldn't really get into Japan for a while. Explain that to people, that the Jesuits actually picked up this whole legalism from this, that actually is one of the antecedents of communism, from the Chinese emperors.
Yes, after the foundation was they were authorized by the Vatican in 1540, the first mission that the founder Ignazio Loyola gave to his closer disciples, Matteo Ricci in particular, was to go to China, and then others went to India and so on. And they didn't bring Christianity to these pagan countries. They rather integrated with them, preached with them whatever were their beliefs, and then they, of course, tried to infiltrate the highest levels of their societies. And in China, they became the advisors even to the emperors. So the Jesuits gained really trust from the Chinese, and since then, they have a particular relation. That's why when the Jesuit Pope arrived, Pope Francis, everything changed, because up until Pope Ratzinger, the Chinese were still persecuting Catholics, arresting priests, arresting bishops, and there was this ongoing persecution. And of course,
but now there's a new pope that literally promotes communism openly. They're like, hell yeah, we're going to merge with you.
Yeah, they merged with the official Catholic Church from the Communist Party. That was actually an heretic church not recognized by the official Catholic Church. So they merged together, and since the merger, there was an uprising. You remember the image of that Chinese lady that was slapped by the Pope on New Year's Eve?
Yes.
Well, she was a representative of that underground church who was trying to beg the Pope to say, please protect us from the Chinese communists. And she was slapped by the Pope.
Yeah, show Pope slaps woman. That's key.
Yeah, and that was really the an ominous sign for 2020, because it started all
the Pope slapping a woman, begging for protection in the face.
Yes, and slapping this woman that was, and then the woman disappeared. Of course, everybody seen these images, and the Pope was kind of forced into searching this woman to ask her for
slapping her on the hand. Well, let's come back, Leo, and talk about that on the other side. Leo Zagami is our guest, leozagami.com. This is super censored stuff, folks. This guy knows what he's talking about. Big insider, big patriot. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. most folks who never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So get your orders in right now. They can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. To get your orders in at BoerStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Happened to a lot of folks now, isn't it? We're simply predicting this guy would become the Pope, that he would engage in great apostasy, open world government, and deep six the Catholic Church. Now it's all happened. Let's pull it back again, like I said, 35,000 feet. Because that's right. The Vatican basically opened China up to the world 500, 600 years ago and has been involved the whole time. And we know Jesuits basically invented communism before they called it communism. And so why do you think they're all making their move? And who is in command? We know China was put in by the CIA, the Communist Chinese, in 1949. But I mean, now, who are the players? Who do you think Trump represents? What are the factions here, Leo Zagami?
Well, the main players are the Rockefeller Foundation, who defined this whole scenario in a document that came out 10 years ago, Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development, in which they actually pinpointed on what will happen during the pandemic in such a detailed way, which is quite incredible. And then you have, of course, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and they all met in the Vatican in early November 2019. They met in the Vatican for a conference called Reduction of Food Loss and Waste that took place on the 11th and 12th of November 2019, and there is a big interest also from Bill Gates to also produce artificial meat. That's why there is such an attack on the meat production here, because both Bill Gates and Richard Branson have invested a lot of money in lab-generated artificial meat, which is basically Soylent Green kind of thing, because who knows what they're going to put in it. And so I connected that event that went on in November with the film Soylent Green, because in Italy Soylent Green was called with a different title. It was called Survivors 2022. So in that movie we know that in the end the protagonist discovers that they're actually eating human bodies. So and that might be one of the products of this crisis, because this is also going to be an economic crisis of infinite proportions. I know that this is not the ultimate plague, but definitely they are promoting it as such, because like you said many times, they are imposing with this pandemic their one world government and the rigid rules. If we go and see this document from the Rockefeller Foundation from 2010, it actually says, and I quote here, "During the pandemic, national leaders around the world flexed their authority and imposed outright rules and restrictions, from the mandatory wearing of face masks to body temperature checks at the entries to communal spaces like train stations and supermarkets." There also is, in this document, they underline that China acted quickly in their imposition and enforcement of mandatory quarantine for all citizens, as well as its instant and near hermetic sealing off of all borders, saving millions of lives, stopping the spread of the virus.
And you're reading the Rockefeller Foundation lockstep document that I actually have right here.
From 2010, Alex, from 2010. And Rockefeller Foundation is in bed with
the Vatican. Right before the virus is released, Event 201, right, run by Bill and Melinda Gates, the exact same scenario that's sent out to everyone is, oh, here's a drill we're doing, but this is the blueprint, how they get around the NSA and others planning the event. They send it out as a drill, which is the exact script.
And all this, of course, goes hand in hand with the persecution of Christians. So this one world government is anti-Christian in nature, and they all met, Alex, also in February at the Vatican. Imagine, at the Vatican there was in February the head of IBM and the new head of Microsoft, and they were discussing.
I remember you brought this up, and you said, "We're in deep trouble, folks. Get ready. This is they're planning right now." So is the Vatican the highest level? Are they in charge, or is there a group above it?
No, they are the highest level when it comes down to both the spiritual side of this takeover, the religious side, and also, of course, wanting to take control of the AI, because you see, religious side and political side will merge in one when the AI God will manifest in 2030 in all its potential. And in 2025, already we will see obvious in front of us, a Orwellian scenario. But in 2030, we will also see the twisted religious side of this cyber Satan manifesting. That's why artificial intelligence is now being fought as a primary tool also from the weapon side of things.
Oh, we're being told it will save us now from the evil environment that no one's ever allowed to die from a virus. Robots and drones run by AI will protect us now.
But that's, Alex, because they want to gather data. The drones that go around, everything
because
around.
Because it wants to imitate God. They're trying to build God.
Well, they not only want to imitate God, the next move is actually to read what's inside our brain. That's what Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are trying to do since last year. And Elon Musk said he will have this special device ready by the end of this year that can
be placed. Sure, do you think Elon Musk is playing good cop here? Because he'll come out and say we need a brain chip because this lockdown's evil ended. What do you think he's up to?
Well, he's up to no good because he simply wants to have open his factory to get a government grant that has been promised to him. He's just being, he's just interested in his own business, of course. So that's why he's saying that, and probably also to promote his rebellious image. But it's all theater. Elon Musk is in bed with the enemy. Mark Zuckerberg also has been announcing since last year studies on how to read your brain thoughts because
sure, of course that'll all be a fraud. They're going to trick you and say they're reading it to again be able to convict you in anything they want.
The problem is, Alex, once they microchip you, they put an external force inside us, and they will probably be able
to. Well, they're going to trick you because they can predict what you're going to do because you follow patterns, so they'll use that to make you think you can predict everything.
Well, Zuckerberg said he actually has the algorithm that produces the stimulation between our brain
and
our
body. No, I agree. Why do you think, I mean, obviously Zuckerberg just looks like a robot. He now wears pink sweaters. He now wears pink sweaters like Bill Gates to look non-threatening. I said if Hitler wore pink sweaters, he would have taken over. No one would have fought him. My guy's wearing pink. Hitler's like, well, it's okay. He's wearing pink sweater. I mean, who is Zuckerberg?
But another thing, Alex, he married a Chinese. He is just learning Chinese all day long. He's obsessed with China. He's a tool of Pope Francis because he works with the Jesuits and he works with Pope Francis. And so he's part of the whole team. This team that, of course, wants to implement this one world government under the AI in 2030. So the plan is to basically gather most data between 2020 and 2030 and doing it while people are locked up in their homes. It's not a coincidence that this happens while there is the national census. They want to know where we are, who we are, and they want to do it also
but
with social
media. Look how fake Zuckerberg is. I mean, he just screams like a Brian Stelter, just like danger, 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 danger.
Yes, and unfortunately, then Zuckerberg is also connected to virtual reality because he's also involved.
Oh yeah, that's in my next area. They're trying to force us onto that. Why would Microsoft use the Satanic High Priestess as their pitch woman?
Because, of course, it opens the doors to acceptance also in the art world.
Exactly. If you watch her, it's a circle. They're watching. She appears in the circle, which is the opposite. If she's a demon, they need to be in the circle. Well, let's explain that when we come back. We'll show some of that. Because she's reached out to us. She wants to meet with me, Leo. I wonder why she wants to meet with me right now. Seriously, that's who they've sent as their ambassador. So does Fiona Hill. She wants to meet. Seriously. So all these Soros people want to meet with me. What do they think is going to happen when I meet with them? we'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, LeoZagami.com. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Leo Zagami is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. I'll hold it for the next hour, and then as he does every Friday, Saturday Night Baggage will take over for at least three segments. I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Leo. He starting each segment asking 35,000 foot view. You've been doing a great job when I asked that question, different facets of it, but we'll get back to AI and virtual reality and the spokesperson for Microsoft, you know, being this high priestess lady, and then her denying that and saying she wants to meet with me, and then Fiona Hill's like denying she's a globalist. She just says she doesn't know George Soros. She just headed up his biggest foundation and has the website, theglobalist.com. I mean, this is like saying Count Dracula doesn't know Count Dracula, or Willie Nelson doesn't know Willie Nelson, or Scooby-Doo doesn't know Scooby-Doo. I mean, it's just, or Santa Claus doesn't know Christmas, or Jesus doesn't know the Bible. I mean, it's this thing where they say it and they do it. It's like the UN, World Health Organization says, in an official document, we want world government. Oh, it just doesn't even matter. It's just the way they deny all of this stuff and then sit there and tell us it's not going on. But I guess that's just training us to be lied to, training us to be insulted to our face and just getting used to being lied to. I used to think, man, I think we're dumb. No, they lie to us on purpose. Is that right, Leo?
Yes, I mean, Marina Abramović wants to come to you probably to convince you that she's innocent after she probably has lost a lot of money with this HoloLens 2 publicity ad that was removed from YouTube after a couple of days. But she is really involved with this whole elite. Remember her
and
friendship...
Listen, people get mad at you when I say this. You're a normal guy. You got into stuff. You got the P2 Lodge. You come from one of the major aristocratic families. I looked into it. It's true. And I've been there to some of the castles and stuff with you in Rome. And so you've been inside this place. What are the real satanic hierarchies? Is she really important or is she just a front person?
She's important because she's playing with the important symbols and she has very important friendships. Remember, she was a very good friend of John of God, who was harvesting human parts. I mean, John of God did some terrible stuff. He had raped hundreds of women. He had harvested them for then selling her the children of these women. She is a friend of John of God, so that's it. I mean, the guy is
one
of the...
Tied into Nexium, right?
Yes, and they're all tied together, you see. And, of course, the Vatican plays an important role. And let's not forget that in the midst of this chaos, Cardinal Pell was brought out of prison. He's probably on his way to Rome or in a safe place, at least. And then we have also Harvey Weinstein, who has disappeared after they said, oh, he has COVID-19, so let's get him out of prison. But where is he? We don't know that. But they're all connected. They all know each other, and Marina has been working for years with occult symbolism and with occultism, selling it to us as modern art.
And by the way, she told Reddit users that didn't ask me anything, that she said, for you it's art, but for me it's a ritual. Well, no kidding. And then she wants to have it both ways. So why do you think they want to meet with me?
They want to convince you. They want to convince you because for them, virtual reality and what Marina Abramović is doing is very important because it ties in with another diabolical thing, universal basic income. Let's put everybody locked in their houses, put them with this HoloLens, and then let's
see. You can't go outside now. The drones are what you can have beautiful virtual reality. Oh, it's not good enough visually. We've got a wire in your brain that gives you unlimited pleasure, and now they've got your ass.
Yeah, and then it's tied with this concept which Pope Francis, for the first time in an Easter letter, endorsed universal basic income. So that is something incredible.
All of their agendas are served by this. This is their big move. So what does Trump need to do? Well, tell me. You just lay it on me. What group is he with? I think he's on his own manifestation, who isn't just anti-human. I think he's got his issues. We all do. But who is Trump? Because I know I'm a maverick. I know you're a maverick. I'm not like saying, oh, we're so cool, but I literally represent myself and my vision of not being a Satanist and wanting to be with God and wanting to build good things for my children. I believe Trump represents that ultimate maverick, but what does he? Who is he really, and who are the factions, and then what can the listeners do, Leo?
This is the end times that we've always been talking about. We are about to approach the most dangerous part of it, because once they grab us for the mark of the beast with the Melinda Gates
Foundation.
So this
Foundation. Is the beginning of the end times.
Yes.
And you can debate. It's all esoteric so the general public can understand it. I understand it's coded, but you're really smart. What is the best belief by the secret societies, but by your own research? You left those secret societies. Because we know they know it's real about the time frame of the end times, or is that governed by how we respond? It's not. It's fluid. It's a general guide, but it's fluid.
Well, we announced together in the beginning of the year when we did the show in early January that this 2020 will be a year like no other, because for the Illuminati it symbolizes something particular, the connection of these two numbers together, this yin and yang. And in the next 10 years, basically, society will gradually divide in two. There will be people who blindly follow the artificial intelligence and cyber Satan in hell, in the abyss, and those who will renounce to this technology and form their communities externally.
So this is the great testing is now.
Cities will become smart cities. They will be called smart. In reality, smart is a nightmare. There was a film from 1977 called Demon Seed, in which they showed the first smart house in which this woman was locked up until she was impregnated by the artificial intelligence. That's what they ultimately will do in 2030. They will merge humans with machines, because that's the next level. After
and all the wild experiments are now going to be unleashed. All the things that... The breakaway civilization, the advanced technology, like a dam breaking, it's all just going to flood in.
Yes, it's going to flood in, and of course we will see something unprecedented, because the majority of people, to go back to normality, will actually give in to the beast, and they will give up their Christianity. That's the big problem.
And they will give up their consciousness.
They will give up their consciousness and their soul, because there used to be a program that was launched in 1995 by BT, Soul Catcher 2025, in which they put a microchip behind your eye and they register all your life. The Cyber Satan wants every data, and everything that you're thinking, but also all your life. And Soul Catcher 2025 is really the way in which they will grab you, and they will imprison you in digital hell forever. Let's avoid all that. Let's stay simple. Let's maybe renounce to some.
Oh, I'm renouncing. I pledge myself eternally to Christ right now. There's no doubt now. I mean, the stuff I've already seen personally, I already knew it was real, but now it's over the top. I was going to start the show, Aaliyah, with the word diabolical, and I forgot to do it, but you just used it, so I had them print it up. And like the word devil, diabolical means of the devil, traces back in Latin.
It is satanic. I mean, artificial intelligence is satanic when you don't have an ethics in it. That's why the Jesuits, in the midst of all this, in February, met with the head of IBM and Microsoft to become the leaders in the ethics of the AI. That will mean, Alex, that in a few years from now, the only authorized AI will have a bunch of perverts from the Vatican behind it, authorizing it or not. And this AI will become more and more evolved until, like it's already now happening in China. Do you think that the Chinese take their orders from the Chinese leader? They take their orders from the artificial intelligence that has probably calculated already right at the beginning of the outbreak all the possible scenarios, and then, of course, the Chinese have worked together with it to implement it. So the Chinese are taking orders from a machine. They are
That's right, and it says they will all, great and small, see the beast. It'll be in public. It's an image, and we will worship it because it's watching us. It has all the answers. It knows the outcomes because we plugged into it. We're giving it all the power. That's the only reason it knows everything, because it's a neural link hooked into us.
And then we become also depositories for cryptocurrency. We become generators of cryptocurrency with this new patent 06-06-06 that Microsoft has just done a month ago. And so we are all in it for avoiding this. The mark of the beast is not for us Christians. Of course, we will have to...
And why do the Luciferians follow it? Because they're born into it as children? I mean, they're programmed. They believe they're going to have all this power. Why does Bill Gates do it?
But a lot of Christians will fall for it because they would like to go back to the stadium. They would like to go back to their concerts. We would like to go back
to their...
Well,
I've noticed massive pushback by people in the comments on InfoWars, like, this isn't the mark of the beast. You're a heretical. Because the churches are going to bring it in. That's where you'll get the chip, is the church.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't want to believe that the AI is evil, even when the AI was proven to be evil by both Google, Facebook, and all these other that 10 years ago.
Because it's built and designed by evil people to control. It's programmed to control.
It's programmed also to fight against the human race, because they think we are not perfect. We are
exactly. No, it's a post-human. Exactly. No, it is the grid. It is the grid. Let's do five more minutes of Leo Zagami. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.